Hi, this is Ted Hager from Novell Open Audio. We're currently in our winterim shutdown. We'll start our 2007 season in the beginning of February. Until then, we're providing a bunch of mini episodes, short interviews with various people that you may have heard of on Novell Open Audio before. They're giving us updates, tips, tricks, various other things, and here's one right now. This Winterim segment for you is going to be all about, well, it's all about Randy Goddard, or the guy who on our Audix internal system, when I have to look up his last name to call Randy Goddard, I just look up G-O-D God and it comes up with Randy. So Randy, God of technical stuff, what do you got for us this time?
Well, I hope I can live up to that, to that intro, Ted.
I like to sell it large and, you know, see if people can live up to it. So what do you got?
Today we're going to talk about a little bit about P2V.
P2V. And this sounds like physical to virtual?
Exactly. Physical to virtual migration, which is a big movement.
Almost like I didn't talk to you about this beforehand, huh? It sounds like it was a really legitimate thing.
Exactly. Well, this is a step along the road to P2V.
Okay.
Right now in Xen, X-E-N, on SLES 10, the only currently supported platform is an install of SLES 10 as a guest or as a DOMU.
So the virtualized system, the only virtualizable operating system on SUSE Linux is SUSE Linux, and it's 10.0 Enterprise.
I'm just going to correct you on one term, virtualizable. No, the only supported virtualized system is SLES 10.
Okay, that's a good point. And now when we talk about P2V, let's back up just a step here, because let's make sure people understand what the value is here. A huge thing that's going on in the industry is this whole virtualization thing. This is what VMware's made a lot of its money off of, and this is what Microsoft intends to make a lot of money off of with their virtualization technology.
This is what IBM has been making money off of for years.
And when we talk about this, this is really the idea that you may have a lot of server systems that you want to consolidate, physical server systems that you want to consolidate into fewer systems, fewer physical systems, but still have those servers function exactly the same way that they worked before. Users
Correct.
Still connect to them the same way, or they provide services, their IP addresses, all that stuff. We keep as much the same as we can. But
correct.
These systems are able to now just be consolidated into virtualized systems, correct?
And the beauty is, when one system goes down, it doesn't affect many of the others. You simply bounce that system again and off it goes.
Right, and you can put a lot more money into hardware reliability when you have multiple virtualized systems there to keep hardware outages from being a problem.
Not to mention cloning and disaster recovery becomes that much easier as well.
You can feel the Linux love. Okay, the P2V, the idea of taking physical systems into virtual systems, what is the tool or whatever you have as a tip goes here?
It's a step in the right direction. It's installing SLES 9 SP3 as a guest on SLES 10 Xen kernel.
So a virtualized SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 9 SP3 system, which is the one that actually has the paravirtualization capabilities in it, correct?
Well, there's a special kernel that it needs.
Okay.
And that's part of this particular cool solution. There, it needs a particular kernel to be able to run properly on Xen, on SLES 10.
And when you hold it up like that so that I can see it, I don't think the audience can see it at all. So we'll have to link to it from this episode.
Can
as
we
well.
Have a picture?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can just get a picture of you and throw it on. No, we'll link to it from this episode's episode notes. So what does it do? Is it just a tool, or is it just a way that you can virtualize this? How can you help us do the migration?
This is a method of getting a system up and running, a SLES 9 system up and running, so that then, if need be, you could migrate manually the data from a physical system to this virtualized system. Now, this isn't a method that's necessarily supported by Novell, hence why it's a cool solution rather than a TID or
rather
a document.
Rather than a technical information document on Novell support, it's housed on a less formal medium. which is the cool solution side. But let me ask you this one on it. What about all the steps like, okay, I want to make this virtualized machine that I just installed. If I can install this SLES 9 machine, I want to consolidate it over. I've got to duplicate a lot of things about it to before migrating the data over, correct? Like, I mean, I've got to make sure that probably at least the DNS redirects to it, if not having the same IP address. Is that correct?
Correct.
And I'm going to have some kind of similar disk partitioning scheme for moving the data over and that kind of stuff. Is that stuff that has to be done manually still at this point?
It would be done manually. And at this point, it's even a little bit outside of the realm of what we want to talk about, given this particular cool solution.
But the other tip that we have just done like a few days ago or a few weeks ago, depending on whenever we posted these things, but your other tip that you gave us during our Winterim shutdown here about doing the disk dump and the getting the partition tables and things like that, this could be an easy way for somebody to use some of these kind of tools to find, okay, here's what my partition table looks like on this system. I've got now that all listed out here because I did this other tip that Randy gave me. Now I can use this P2V thing here to install my SLES system and duplicate it so that I'm ready to migrate data over, right?
Yeah, that's a very good application.
I'm blown away that I actually listened to your last one, Randy.
Any
other things
that.
About this P2V thing?
Well, just, you know, the steps are somewhat involved, but most of it's done through YAST. The biggest thing is creating an image file initially, and that, believe it or not, is actually done via DD as well, disk dump.
Okay.
So I would suggest you check out Cameron Cedars, a great engineer that I know, Cameron Cedars' cool solution entitled Xen Install SLES 9 SP3 DOM U on SLES 10 Xen DOM 0.
And our Development Audio listeners will find that linked right from this episode as one of the very few links on this. And this is just to make you guys aware that this utility exists and that this capability is something that Novell is paying attention to in our entire data center strategy that we're building out. So,
excellent.
Randy, thanks very much for coming on and giving us this quick tip.
Thank you.